Good Morning Angels. Jacaranda FM.
Our first guest I'd love to introduce you to on the show this morning. Well, actually, no stranger to the show. We actually know her pretty well. She represents New Jerusalem.
Yes.
You've been there?
Yes, we have.
Stunning place, advocate. Anna, how are you?
I'm fine.
How is that lovely place of yours?
The children are growing.
The last time we were there, we were handing out gifts.
Was it like Christmas
time? Yes.
That's right.
Santa's shoebox.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So I saw the joy on their faces. You've done an incredible job. Just to quickly, for those who don't know, just catch us up quickly. New Jerusalem started a number of years ago.
Yes, the New Jerusalem Children's Home started in the year 2000 and taking care of abandoned, abused and vulnerable children. At the present moment, we admit children from 0 to 12 years of age, and the children can grow up until they are 18, and we also assist them as they go to tertiary and universities. On site, we also have a preschool and a primary school. At the present moment, we are taking care of 120 children.
Wow.
You know, something that strikes me every time when we go there, when we catch up with you, is your initiative and how creative you are, because when it comes to running a home like this, you have to keep thinking in all directions to keep it going. Am I right?
Yes.
And you've come up with another new way to help sustain this beautiful home.
At the preschool, the community children are paying school fees.
Okay.
And also at the school, they are paying school fees while our children are not paying. And in that way, it helps to sustain the orphanage, the teachers, and also it has an impact on the community because we are also hiring local teachers to help and assist the children. And some children are very needy, and we also accommodate some of the community children whereby the parents cannot make it at all.
Even once they are 18 and they have finished high school, yours is still their home.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got a policy that we need to go an extra mile. And some of our children are studying. The one, they are overseas studying data science and biotechnology. And I've got other ones who's at University of Pretoria doing information technology. And those that have completed in the legal field and they are working and in the business field. And we also have some of our children who are teaching. One is teaching at the preschool at Montessori and the other one at primary. And I also graduated last year with a cum laude in Bachelor of Education. And even those that are not academically, you know, inclined, they are doing sewings, they are knitting, they are baking. We have got two chefs that have come out of New Jerusalem and four that have done sewing. So we really support their growth.
That is just brilliant, and I'm so proud that we can play our small role in being part of this beautiful story. So talk me through it. I haven't built any playgrounds recently. So help me out here. What all does it take? How could we make this better and bigger and more impressive?
Unfortunately, you know, with time, you know, through wear and tear, the play area, we have tried to fix it many times. But at this point, you can't even fix it. Mm. It is just not safe.
It needs a bit of upgrading?
It needs a upgrading because the ground there, it needs, you want a wet paw where even when the children are playing, they cannot fall.
Got you.
And also, we ideally a strong industrial jungle gym, plastic, where the children can play and feel safe.
I'd like to introduce you to a very special guest and a friend to the show and the station, Leon Spies. And he represents the APSA Charity Golf and Paddle Day, a little fancy. Leon, good to see you. Bye, couldn't get the scene.
Good to see you, Martin.
This day that you put on is a very successful day. I know this. You raise a lot of funds and you do so much good with it. Listening to Advocate Anna's story here, a New Jerusalem home, is there something maybe we can do for them?
Absolutely, Martin. When we heard about this story, we said we really wanted to get involved. Kids should be free to play. So we are here today to see how we can help you.
These are expensive things. I looked at some of the price tags. Talking here, I mean, that rubberized play surface, who would have thought? You know what that rubberized play surface would cost you? It's like over $100,000.
Really?
No, it's crazy.
Wow.
So if I had to say to you, rubberized play surface for 115, could you possibly?
We'll definitely help with that, yeah.
Hey.
How's that?
Wow.
How's
thank
that?
You, thank you.
Okay, you mentioned you were most excited about the heavy-duty jungle gym. Is it possible to twist Apsa's arm? Leon.
How no about, pressure.
How about, yeah, no pressure. How about another 160-odd thousand rand for a heavy-duty jungle gym?
Martin, nothing would make me happier than to see the kids play on that jungle gym. So we are more than happy to contribute towards the jungle gym as well.
Thank you very much. You have made our dream to come true. I'm really grateful and I'm thankful for the love and the support. It was just a dream and it's happening. I'm really, really grateful.
Anna. Do you think we should push him for one more thing?
Impact.
We're on a roll now.
Do you think we can push him for one more thing?
Say yes.
Do you think I think it'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is if there is, for instance, like a shade net.
Oh, yes, over the jungle.
Like shading.
That'll be really nice.
Hey, Anna?
I know it's like,
yeah,
and the quote that we saw is like, I don't know, 35 grand or something, Leon. It's a big, impressive golf day, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We will definitely add the 35,000.
That is a total of like 312,000 rand sponsored this morning from this amazing golf day that Leon, this OKA, puts together.
Aww.
It's like the best in the country. It really is something very special. That's a whole lot of support. Thank you, Leon.
It's only a pleasure. And Martin, we're going into the winter now. We like round numbers at the bank. So we want to add a little bit more. I think it's about an additional 38,000 that will make the total contribution 350,000. And there's extra money that you can use for winter goodies and whatever.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good to see you again. Love to all the kids. And we really believe in what you do there.
Thank you very much.
Leon, bye-bye. Thank you. Altijd lekker om jou te sien. Jy is een van die mense dat as ons jou naam hoor en jou maatskappij wat jy verteenwoordig, gaan weet ons daar gebeur goeie dinge. So ons waardeer dit vreselijk baie. Lekker met jou golfdag morgen and all the love and best to New Jerusalem.
Thank you. You're
doing
very
a great
much.
Job.
Thank you.
Good
thank
job,
you.
Angels. Good job.
Good job. Thank you.
Wake up. Time to get up and go. Ag, geniet Martin Bester in die oggende. Dankie vir die goeie werk wat julle doen. Dis lekker om na julle te luister.
The morning vibe, they get you ready for work and they get you ready for school.
You're waking up with breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.